This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Voters across Israel choose new mayors and city councilors in local elections today. And in one small town, a handful of ultra-Orthodox Jewish women are defying the norms of their community by running for office. The question is whether they can change their town, which is called Forever God. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In a neighborhood park in El-Ad, or Forever God, children mob two women in skirts, stockings, and purple T-shirts. The women are candidates for town council. As part of their Get the Word Out campaign, they're blowing up balloons for kids. 33-year-old Mikhail Chernovitsky is the leader of the five female candidates running.
I've been thinking about this for a year. I think it's crucial that women be represented on the town council. Because there are just men now, a lot of issues get lost.
Their slogan is Mothers for El-Ad. The town is young, just 13 years old. It was built specifically as a strict religious community. The town spends extra money on synagogues and other religious institutions. No one is allowed to drive here on the Sabbath, and few residents subscribe to TV or the internet. All that is fine with Adina Ruhamkin, another mother's candidate. But what El-Ad needs, she says, are basic services for children and the moms who take care of their daily needs.
There's no library, nothing here. Nothing you don't have. It's like a hotel. You come to sleep in town and leave the town. That's what's there. Nothing.
Among the mother's pitches, build a library and a swimming pool, increase bus service and add more stops, create jobs for men and women. One voter at the park, a mother of nine, is hesitantly supportive.
I've never heard before of women running for council. It's a new thing. I hope it will be accepted, but I'm not so sure. Here, women who express themselves aren't seen as a good thing. It's usually the men who express the women's desires.
As these candidates hand out balloons, a car from another town council campaign drives by, touting over a loudspeaker the endorsements it's won from various rabbis. There are many ultra-Orthodox elected officials in Israel. None are women.
Good morning. I'm Racheli Ibenboim.
Racheli Ibenboim might have become one. She was supposed to be on the Jerusalem ballot for city council, but community pressure led her to drop out.
My children were threatened that they would not be able to stay at their schools. My husband was told he wouldn't be able to attend our synagogue anymore. His employers even got a phone call saying they should let him go.
She got many messages of support, too, but felt her particular ultra-Orthodox sect just wasn't ready for a woman to run for public office.
When I had to decide whether to stay a part of my sect or take on this political task, I thought it was more important to try and create change from within.
As Israel's ultra-Orthodox population has grown, its strict gender rules have crept into other parts of society. Rachel Azaria is not ultra-Orthodox, but she is devout, religiously observant, and an elected member of the Jerusalem City Council. She helped lead a fight against public bus lines that make women sit in the back. Azaria says many ultra-Orthodox women secretly called her during the campaign.
It always started like this. Is this Rachel Azaria? Thank you. I wanted to thank you for the campaign. I hate sitting in the back of the bus.
Azaria believes that with time, more ultra-Orthodox women will seek to make their voices heard in politics. Back in El-Ad, or Forever God, the mothers' team is hopeful that they will win at least one town council seat. But they are in unfamiliar territory, says candidate Adina Ruhamkin.
It's weird. We're not yet in, but it's weird because we're women and everybody are men, and it's going to be weird.
After polls close tonight, Forever God may change. Emily Harris, NPR News.